The Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live.
It's a great Thursday. Thanks for being with us. We will have Bob Herrig from the Ryder Cup in Rome. If you missed that earlier in the week, very popular to hear from Bob with the Ryder Cup starting tomorrow. I'm already watching, geeked up for that. And then we'll have Bleacher Talk with Claudia and Spurge. Bruce Cooper is part of that as well, along with Elliot Goodbye, Marley Thompson, a cast of thousands or hundreds or a few on our high school platform. So we're pro, we're college, we're high school across the great state of Arizona. And we're into our 11th year, and we're brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. As always, we appreciate the support of Jeff Mishi and Desert Financial Credit Union and what they do with us. We are self-funded. That means with people like Desert Financial knows you're going to see over the next hour. Please support them because they have supported us through the years. I'm not quite sure where to start today in the opening commentary and monologue stuff because it doesn't really matter what I start with. It will all lead back to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce by the time we get to Sunday. My feed, you know, you would think that, I don't know, the Diamondbacks potentially clinching today in Chicago against the White Sox, or DeAndre Ayton traded, or the Cardinals against the 49ers. No. It's really, there's really just about three things. And by far, what I'm seeing is just every different angle possible on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. And the fact that she's going to go, and it's because that she's going to go to the game against the Jets. So it's the New York media market that are taking over by storm. And of course, if it's got to be talked about in New York, then man, we've got to talk about it here locally. No, we don't. But it is clogged up my feed. I need to acknowledge it. I think it's pretty humorous. I did see Travis and Jason Kelce on their podcast taking questions from Swifties that don't have any idea what football is about. And it was very funny. It was very, very funny. Like, they don't watch football, but now they want to learn. What's a handoff? What's a first down? It was just like, oh my gosh. The thing about it is, Jason Kelce was, this is in the Washington Post today. What is a down? A down is a down, Jason Kelce said. This is a hard-ass question, Travis said contemplatively. From Sally Jenkins. And you have to find humor in this stuff because it's only going to continue. I was reading a couple of sections. I try to broaden my horizons and not just read about sports. You know, when especially a story like this, if you're reading about Travis Kelce in the sports section, it's a much different read than Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift dating in the style section. Style section is like, so how did this come to be? And is it really good to follow what people are doing? Are Swifties going to be a part of a football guy? Why is she dating this guy? And there's people that have their, of course, their political beliefs that, you know, he drank Budweiser and he's been telling people to get a shot, thus he's evil and she's turned evil and, you know, this nonsense. What I like is the fact that a media company like USA Today said, we have to get a reporter that does nothing except Taylor Swift. And they did. And you wonder why Gannett is in trouble. Hey, let's get all of our brain trust together. What do you think we should be working on? You know, is it the election in 2024? The price of gasoline being $5 a gallon? Maybe we should put somebody on like a petroleum watch, or, you know, the automotive workers that are on strike. Maybe we should focus. No, you know what? We just need to hire a Taylor Swift reporter. That's what we need to do. Oh, what a brilliant idea. We'll go get all these people that don't care. And so they have a reporter that's just there to cover Taylor Swift. Yeah. That's my little rant aside. And I think it's a cool little story. I really do. It doesn't matter. I can tell you right now, Monday, for guys like me that are doing shows, it doesn't matter if it's me here in Arizona or guys on the radio here in town at 98.7 or 910 or 1580 or 1060 or 620. There's five all sports radio stations. It doesn't matter. Really, it's going to come down to Monday morning, Taylor Swift, and what did she do? Because there'll be bosses coming down the hall saying, oh my gosh, this is trending. The Cardinals 49ers game was, it was just against Taylor Swift. We have to have the Today Show. We'll have Taylor Swift being at the Jets game in their A block, which is supposed to be the most important stories in our country. That's going to happen Monday morning, barring a catastrophe of some magnitude, which obviously we hope doesn't happen. You know, the entertainment side, sports is meant to be a distraction. And when you have somebody here that Taylor Swift can fill up a lot more stadiums than the NFL can. She can. And people will want to be around her. Doesn't mean you have to go hire a reporter to do it, but that's what our cesspool of an industry at times is like, and that's what we're doing. Not everybody, obviously, but just the business model is really, we have to have a Taylor Swift reporter. That tells me all I need to know about your business. On a serious note, so the DeAndre Ayton trade happened. I was on my hike yesterday, and my phone starts beeping about Ayton and trade, and I go on a hike every Wednesdays. I usually golf or hike very early in the morning because I need to just reset. Sports is 24/7, 365. There's no Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. It's nights, it's weekends and holidays. I'm not complaining about it. It's just what it is. Been doing this for 40 years now. And so you cannot do the same stuff every single day. You can say I'm the first to report and all that stuff, and you know, good for you. Knock yourself out. I hope your ego feels great. That's how you feed it. I'd rather just take my phone and go stick it in a bag and go hike and go disappear. Because I'll find out. It's like there's some nonsense about Ray Anderson on Saturday that somebody tried to make a name for themselves, and you know, and they were dead flat wrong. And I started getting texts like, what do you think? Like, I'm not even gonna respond to this. It's not happening. Oh, well, how do you know? Like, when you're around long enough, you know. So I'm not, the fact I'm even acknowledging that nonsense, but in this business nowadays, anybody can put up anything on this. It's the world's largest sports bar. People can put up anything. It's not true. And, you know, so you got to get away from this. So the Ayton trade happens, and my initial thoughts, I'm out there in the Santan Mountains by myself, nobody around. I start putting down a few thoughts into my phone, just sat down. My nice, quiet reset was interrupted, and it happens. Basically, it was, you know, they shopped him a lot of times, and I felt like they needed to give him a chance, and they did. And he signed with Indiana last year. And this is the end result. I don't know if it's a great trade or not. I don't. I don't know if the Suns got better. I think you can make the argument just me sitting here looking at it. I haven't read much on it. I've talked to a couple people about it, but not like in depth to where you're saying, wow, this trade, it's the greatest trade ever. Nobody can say that. Grayson Allen is Danny Ainge. If you've been a Suns fan for a while, you know who I'm talking about. You know, Grayson Allen's Rajah Bell. Different players. I'm not saying their style. It's just, okay, here's a guy that's a villain. Everybody in the arena hates him. Everybody that is not, if he's not on your team, you hate him. And even some Suns fans are like, I don't want Grayson Allen here. Da, 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 da. He's that guy. That guy, you love him if he's on your team. He just needs to go out, do his thing, have a little red ass, hit a few shots, play some defense, dive into the crowd, get into some fights. Oh, I love Grayson Allen. I got my Allen shirt on. The minute he's traded, like, I hate that guy. That's sports. That's what's happened here. Danny Ainge was the same way. I love Danny as a player. I wanted that guy. He didn't care. He didn't care. Rajah Bell flat didn't care. Rajah was just a badass, man. I take him all day long. Rajah against the late Kobe Bryant was as good a theater as I've ever seen. So DeAndre goes up to Portland. Portland's got a nice little squad. Does this trade mean that the Suns are now over the top? Well, it all sounds good on paper in late September, but as we saw last year from this team, I don't know, they tend to get injured. Am I right on that or am I wrong on that? Is Nurkic going to be the guy, the missing link that gets them past somebody like Jokic? Yet to be seen. A fan will say, oh yeah, we're going to take down Denver. Sounds great in September. Let's see. there's going to be some uneven moments. You got to get a whole group of, you have a new coach, you have a whole new group of players, got to keep them healthy, got to feed guys. They should go out and just blow through most of the competition. They should. Really, I can't make any judgments on this until we get to around, I don't know, third week in March. Let's see how they come together. NBA is trying to regulate monitoring of minutes. See how that works out. Kevin Durant's not going to play 42 minutes or 38 minutes a night. It's just not. And Devin Booker should not play that many minutes a night. So this NBA rule of load management, how's that going to factor in this year? So those are, you know, a couple things on the Ayton trade. I don't dislike it, but I'm not sitting here jumping up and down saying, oh my gosh, this is the greatest trade ever. I think for Milwaukee, it's a great trade. It's a great trade for Milwaukee. The Bucks are a problem, and you're going to have to go through Milwaukee now with that group and Giannis on his contract. Tough. I'm hoping the Diamondbacks lose today, and here's why. And I want Miami to win because I would love to get a beer shower, champagne shower here in Arizona tomorrow against the Astros. I know that may be ass backwards thinking, but I kind of like to see the team celebrate and jump up and down and do it all here. I was in San Francisco when they clinched back in the day, and it was fine. It's in San Francisco. It's been much better to do it here. You know, we had the World Series celebration here. I was part of that, took it all in. But if they lose today, I'm okay with it. I want the fans who've just been watching dog food on the field for the last several years be rewarded with the celebration. They can take part in it. It would stink if they ended up winning, or I'm sorry, if they ended up losing today and Miami won and they're on a flight on the way home, or if Miami lost. If they clinch like while they're in the air coming home, that's no fun. Well, this would be fun. So we have Bleacher Talk coming up here in a few minutes, but on the other side, it's Ryder Cup week. I am geeked for that. And we have Bob Herrig in Rome at the Ryder Cup in the Media Center. This is from earlier. You'll hear from Bob Herrig. That is next.